Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spy.
Hey, welcome back from the holiday, man. We are thrilled to be with you here on this Monday, first day of December edition. Man. And E, me, you know what we missed last week? It's my fault. I wasn't ahead. I guess I was just looking forward to the days off or whatever. We missed episode 1320.
Oh, snap.
We are on episode 1,322, but we missed episode 1320 last week.
I said that would have been Tuesday?
And it would have been Tuesday. That's my bad.
Tuesday, if I have this correct, we were excited. I'm putting up quotation marks because of the Timberwolves game. That was Monday, right?
Timberwolves game was Monday, yes.
So Tuesday would have been episode 1320, yeah. But we weren't even looking at the numbers.
Yeah. I think we played Light the Beam. Yeah. Yeah. I can't believe we played that damn song.
Oh, that was fine. There was nothing wrong with that. There was nothing wrong with that. There was nothing wrong with that. You know what's funny? We always have this realization, right? And we absolutely have this realization every time we go to a game,
mm-hmm.
right? Every time we go to the game, us, I'm including myself here and all this other stuff, the chatty house, the King's Twitter community, we are the lunatic fringe.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the game last night.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Fresh, as we're tipping off, and this team, there's just no vibes, like from us, lunatic fringe. Who wants to light the beam tonight? Yeah, let's go. Yes, we're the minority.
Well, to be fair, he could have also said, who wants crumble cookie? And would have gotten the same reaction.
Because people just want to be happy.
That's it.
They want to smile.
It. People just want to be happy until they walk out of that stupid-ass arena, look up, and just see the sky. Then you're in the saddest place on earth.
Point being,
it's like showing up at Disneyland and they're just like, nah, we're closed today.
That would be awful.
That's
Save
what
some
going
money,
to,
though.
That's what going to awful. A – well, that the difference is you spent the money. the difference is you spent the money to just get to the door. You think you're going to rope drop and all of a sudden they're like, ah, can't let you guys in today. Come back next time. The Wizards are here. Don't show up.
Don't
to
ever
day.
Show up. No, not close to Christmas either.
Nope.
The moral of the story, though, is that day, you know, most Kings wins, the majority of people do just want to be happy.
That's
Miss Mac 10 was like, play the song. Just want to be happy. Yeah. So you did the right thing.
I don't think
just
I
playing,
did.
Just playing the clip. We ain't got to get the whole thing. Did we play a whole verse?
We played a verse. We played a verse. And then the second he said,
people were happy.
Tell them to light the beam. That's like, all right, Zell, stop. That's enough.
People were happy. Let them be happy.
I'm Danny Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Mode himself.
We got to replace these at the end of the year. We could come up with something fresh, something new.
I like mine.
All right, he's Kenny Caraway. Does he still say this?
I don't know, but it goes back to a great time. I mean, they had a PLE that I don't know nothing about this.
Jesse, you threatened to watch. Did you do it?
No. Okay. Hold on. Yeah, I was going to. And then my friend's like, hey, you want to hang out? I was like, yeah, let's go do that instead.
I have a question. How many people were at your Thanksgiving gathering?
Depends where.
Your dad?
Just me, Crystal, and my dad.
No. Okay. Your dad had a video of something else. He said your dad had an Instagram story.
Was he on Saturday?
Maybe.
On Saturday, he was in Tracy with my other family. I didn't go to that one.
There were like 700 people.
That was probably it then, yeah.
It looked like WrestleMania 3.
Yeah, no. Tracy fam. Shout out to the DLTs. It was part of them.
I think if it missed the tap, it said 93,173.
Yeah, because Friday was just us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, wherever Mr. Tapia was over the weekend, it looked tight. He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live. Alongside executive producer.
What are you doing with him?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And we are happy that you are here with us, even if you're not happy to be talking about the professional basketball team in the area. There's going to be some good stuff to talk about today. Most of it, though, is centered in the NFL. What an incredible weekend it was in the NFL. The Broncos lead the AFC. The Bears lead the NFC. The 49ers are knocking on the door of the division. The Cowboys are hanging around. The Chiefs are gone. The Jaguars lead their division. The Texans are back.
The Colts are sweating.
Man.
Everybody's favorite Colts are sweating
what
it out now.
What a weekend it was. What a weekend it was, man.
This is business picking up. This one, I love the NFL. Nah, business is picking up.
This is good stuff right here. Raiders, nothing to report for you guys. Sorry.
Jeez.
The Kings played three times since we last saw you. They went 0-3. And it's no one's fault but our own. We are to blame for those three straight losses. The funniest part was I kept thinking, why did Kenny and I already talk about this? Because we were together Thanksgiving morning, the day after the Phoenix game, and it's like you have those two wins, and whatever you thought of them, you still had them. Mm-hmm. And you're 5 minutes into the third game. You're 5 minutes into that game with Phoenix at home. And it's like, well, that's over. You just kill it. Even if excitement level was at a 0.002, that 0.002 got eliminated in the first couple of minutes of the Phoenix Suns game when they somehow found themselves down by like 50. In all seriousness, I think they were down 20-something
25,
right out the gate. And then they kept trying to fight to get back, to get back, to get back, to get back, and just couldn't do it. And it never really got better after that. They just they were competitive yesterday. The game went back and forth for the most part until the fourth, where Memphis just kind of put that one away, man. But I'll be like anyone who listens to this program with any – consistency, I am floored at this 5-16 start. Even if you're one of those, oh yeah, you said they'd win 41 games, like, it's fine. No, I'd take the Vegas under. Okay, 36, what you thought? 32, 33, 34. They're on pace to win like 19 games, man.
Tragic.
And there is no sign of this team getting better. No sign at all. And they got here's the interesting thing about the schedule. They play twice this week. That's it. Mm-hmm. They play Wednesday versus Houston. I think both of these games are on the road. They play Wednesday versus Houston and Saturday at Miami. That's the schedule for the next like 5 or 6 days. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe practice helps. I have no idea. But 5-16 is a stunning start to the season.
Yeah, I didn't see this coming at all. Once again, like you mentioned, wrong. I didn't think they'd be abysmal. Like, I didn't think that. They've had injuries, all this other stuff. Cool, but to just be downright awful for the better part of 2021 games, didn't see it coming. Didn't see it coming at all. So, but it is who they've shown themselves to be, this group of guys this year. It's who they've shown themselves to be. And like you said, I don't see it getting any better. Like, I don't, as far as wins, losses, like how you feel about it, what you see from rookies or certain players or whatever might make you feel a little different. But yeah, I don't see it getting any better anytime soon, if at all.
Yeah, they were down 25 most of the first half against the Suns. They trailed for the final 3.5 quarters against the Jazz. Yesterday was a little bit different. When they took the, I think they got up by 5. I think Malik hit a 3 that put them up 5. Mm-hmm. And I kind of thought, all right, they might get, it's not the best, but we'll take a dub at home, see what happens. And that was not the case at all. They went ice cold in the fourth quarter after a strong end to the third. And so many, like Russ and Drew Eubanks were just awful yesterday. And then you factor in how bad Keegan was, three-fifths.
Keegan picked it up in the second half.
I feel like he picked it up late, yeah, he did. He picked it up in the second half. But you had three-fifths, I don't know if that's proper math, dreadful for you in your starting lineup, dreadful for the first three quarters and some, two quarters and some change. Mm-hmm. And Russ and Eubanks essentially didn't really get back. He didn't really get a lot of run. Russ never snapped out of it. It was just bad.
Yeah.
It was just bad.
Yeah, they couldn't get shots to fall consistently. They couldn't stay close. And what I mean by that is they would get close, took the lead or whatever, and then it'd be a 10-point game. Then they'd have to fight back, get to a tie game, or they take a lead, and then it's another 7-0 run, and they're down 6 or 7 or something like that. They can never, to use a football term, they can never stay ahead of the sticks yesterday. You know what I mean? And
it feels like they never can.
No, they're always trailing.
Yeah. That, right.
Always trailing every game. Sometimes it's a lot, sometimes it's 5 or 6, but they're always trailing. that's just who they've been this year.
Man, so frustrating. What a just what an incredibly awful start to this season that shows no signs of getting better. Fans are fighting on social media. Fans are arguing with players. There is just so much happening right now that is all bad with this basketball team. And everyone is just really anxious to see what's next. Mm-hmm. And the sad reality is it's probably nothing. Like, what's next is likely nothing, because we want next to be right now. Mm-hmm. Next isn't going to be right now. I don't know if the Kings make a trade. I certainly don't think they make a trade. It's December 1st. I mean, we can do the 2-week countdown if you want. You talk about setting yourself up for disappointment. We've done this before. It's disappointing as the start of free agency was this past offseason. It's like, all right, guys, it's December 15th. Like, we want to wake up like it's Christmas morning and there's presents under the tree.
Yeah.
Instead, there's nothing there.
Yeah.
And we just like, oh, okay, well, at least we can start now. And, I mean, The one thing I think that's most interesting for Sacramento is there are going to be teams, and this is the difference between trading in the offseason and trading during the season, is there are teams that are going to be frustrated. There are going to be teams that are disappointed. There are going to be teams that are starting to feel a tinge of panic.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
And feel like they have to act. The two teams I'm thinking of the most are the Bucks, and the Clippers are at the top of the list. Mm-hmm. The Clippers have no – you think the Kings' future is bleak? Go take a look at the Clippers. Mm. And what the Clippers got going for them is Los Angeles and what's it called? The Bomber Dome.
Intuit Dome. Yeah.
That's what they got going for them.
Yeah.
But the fact is they're still the Los Angeles Clippers. And you have teams like that that might be a little desperate. The other side to that is you might have a couple of teams who feel like, hey, we're a little bit better than we thought. Maybe the right move here can put us in a certain position. Mm-hmm. And you have to hope one of them convinces themselves that the right move is Malik, who I don't want to see traded, but DeMar, mm-hmm. Maybe Domas. You know, the Warriors conversation comes back into play. Does Domas make sense for them? I'm not sure, but that's the benefit to trading in the off season versus the off season is it might open things up for you a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, and like you mentioned, because of that, like, ain't nothing gonna change. You know, like you, like that we talked about on the handoff. You see, Neek and Maxine play a little bit more. All right, you know, and that's good. Maybe that's what a lot of people want to see. You know, it's not going to lead to wins, I don't believe, but it may lead to more hope, and maybe that's what you have to look forward to. So, it is.
Whew, looking forward to hope, boy. That is a.
It's about to be cold for a long time.
I mean, if we're being real about it, I feel like we're past looking for wins this season.
Those aren't happening.
Yeah, if you're playing Neek and Max, it's just a matter of, I guess, progressing towards seeing what you have for the future.
Yeah, playing Neek and Max to go back to that slightly tense conversation is just to see what it is.
Yeah.
That's it. It's like, are they good? Nope. Are they good? Yeah, great. One way or another, find out. It was the scenario that Kyle was, you know, where James was like, well, you know, I've been told the Kings, they're going to make an offer when that date comes for Keon Ellis. And Kyle presents the scenario of, hey, you know, we've been able to get rid of, some of this, depth at the guard position. We've been able to get some of these older guys out of here. You know, you have minutes, you have a role here, and we want to offer you a contract extension. Here it is. You know, we haven't been able to play you to this point. And at 5-16, my point is you can play him. And I'm not of the belief that you know, this will probably be the running thread throughout the day, is making changes to what we see on the floor and who plays. I'm not in favor of a big, you know, hockey lineup substitution here where Max, Neek, Keon are all of a sudden in the starting lineup. What I would like to see, though, is Neek Clifford in the starting lineup and Zach LaVine not. Mm-hmm. Or, like, I would prefer DeMar DeRozan remain in the starting lineup and Zach LaVine exit. If that's not the route that the franchise wants to go, then go DeMar out and put Keon, Neek, whatever you want to do there. I feel like you're in a better position for competitive basketball if DeMar stays in the starting lineup and Zach LaVine comes off the bench and you start running Neek with bigger minutes. But that's where I'd like to start. Mm-hmm. I don't think you have to swap out four guys or three guys or something along those lines. I think you could just make one change. And you as an organization can prioritize who that is. Maybe the priority isn't Neek. Maybe the priority is, in fact, Keon. Mm-hmm. Maybe the priority, for whatever reason, is Malik. Maybe that's what you do. But give me something, because I didn't listen to Doug last night, so me. But far too many times we've heard about effort questioned. We've heard about the start of games questioned. We've heard the start of games being criticized. Like, okay, make a change then. Whatever change you want, just make a change and see what that ultimately looks like. Mm-hmm. And then go from there.
I just, my little daughter, shout out Ryan, happy belated birthday to my baby. She, I don't know where she got this from, maybe one of these YouTube videos or something like that. But, you know, she goes, aha. She puts her finger up. She goes, aha. Aha. Like when she figures something out or something happens. And hearing you talk and processing what you're saying and thinking about, you know, what is my premise? Like when I'm on Twitter and the things that I'm saying, it was like, aha. You know why I don't care as much? Like, you can do whatever you want. You can play him. You can not play him. You play the veterans. You can do all this. You know why I feel that way? Because they can all go. Mm. They can all go. Mm. I love Malik Monk. I like him. So that's why, like, I want him around. But outside of Malik Monk, they can all go. The whole damn franchise needs a cleanse. Mm. So that's what made me think just now, like, oh, people are so passionate about the minute. I'm like, I don't care. Play them. They can go. Mm-hmm. They don't have nothing here right now, in my opinion. They need so much. And they need to change so much. To me, a lot of what you do right now with this roster this year just doesn't matter that much to me, because I need so many new players on this roster. And I know that's not realistic. I'm just speaking.
I hear you. No, it's fine.
I know it's not realistic, but you need so many new players. Do whatever you want with this group. Mm-hmm. Do whatever you want. Because when I have the chance, Keegan, Malik for personal reasons. I like Neek. I like Maxine. So maybe those two. But when I can, they're all gone. If it's up to me. I don't see anything redeemable with this group. And that's as you kind of broke it down, I realized that is what I'm feeling.
And I think the other side of that coin, because I think there are probably a lot of people who agree with you, but the other side of that is, and the play the young guys crowd is, which we'll again, I think this is the thread throughout today's show, is like, I think I'm on team play those guys.
Team young guys.
Yeah, I didn't like the sound of that. I said it in my head. I didn't like it. So I don't know. I mean, kudos to you for deciding you're going to say that out loud. But definitely not the not the verbiage I would use. Well, let's be sure then. Because Kenny might be right. And I don't think anyone would be super sad if that wound up being the case. But let me be sure I don't have something here in Neek as best as I can. Because I also think the idea, and this is where I feel like some nuance in this conversation gets lost a little bit, is Neek playing with a bunch of other guys at or around his skill set doesn't benefit him. Whoever you want to be a part of this franchise moving forward needs to be better than Neek Clifford. And that's why I'm of the belief, like, let's not do this hockey substitution thing.
Right.
Let's do the let's make a change. A single change to the starting lineup and then work from there. And it doesn't have to be the Zach LaVine change I suggested. I feel like that one is best suited for everybody involved except for Zach LaVine, but I feel like it is best suited. Well, with the Zach LaVine rumors going around, maybe it's not the worst thing for the franchise to do that with him, and we'll get to that too as the day rolls along. But do something to where it's like, you know what, I'm going to prioritize seeing what my first round draft pick look like. Because you talk about there is nothing redeemable. We saw this in a very negative way in Los, I guess it was Oakland, when Gruden took over. He wanted Reggie McKenzie's guys out of there. He didn't care if it was Khalil Mack, or he tried his damnedest to get Derek Carr out of there while he could. He flirted with every quarterback that was imaginable, but this was going to be his football team, because he wasn't going to live through what he lived through in Tampa Bay. And that's everybody saying the exact same thing, and that's John Gruden won a championship with Tony Dungy's football team. And obviously this team is nowhere near a championship, but I wonder if Scott Perry is like, I'm not going to lose with Monty McNair's basketball team. And their first round pick last year is a joke. We've got untradeable players because of them. I know the one guy I'm in charge of right now is Neek Clifford. I'm going to try to run Neek Clifford and see what he has. He's taken an L on the Dennis Schroeder thing so far. I want to be careful with that a little bit too. Is Dennis being out the last three games is a big deal. Dennis has been really, really good coming off the bench since Doug Christie made that switch.
Yeah.
So I don't want that to get lost. Obviously, Domas is missing, but Dennis has been out, and that's been really big given the way that he's played with the second unit. There's a lot to talk about, both in the NBA, both around the Sacramento Kings, and a ton in the NFL. So we'll get to all of that. And I know your DM... We'll get to what happened on Wednesday. Thank you to everybody who sent us that clip. I have seen that clip and the subsequent IG reels and the interviews more times than I care to acknowledge. We'll talk about that when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.